It is 9:37. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey along with Tom Ackerman. Guardianships are common for Missourians who have disabilities, but they come with an unexpected consequence, the loss of the right to vote in local, state, and national elections. Joining us is Denise Lieberman, Director and General Counsel for the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition. This happens to be Disability Voting Rights Week. Denise, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This was really interesting. None of us knew that this was a thing. So I guess I'll start by asking, why does this happen? Missouri is one of a handful of states where these laws exist. Is there a reason behind it?
Well, I think these laws really go back to a time where society didn't necessarily view people with disabilities as being capable of participating. But we know, of course, that's not true. But those viewpoints still exist, and they're kind of woven into some of our laws. And they're one of the reasons that so many people with disabilities face barriers to being able to participate. In fact, voters with disabilities have some of the lowest voter participation rates, in part because of legal barriers like guardianships, and in part because of other barriers to being able to access the ballot box.
Yeah, Denise, I did not realize that this was the case. So I wonder if you enter into a guardianship, if you are made clear that that voting issue is there, are they?
Right. Well, there's a bit of a glitch in Missouri law because we have a constitutional provision that's kind of broadly worded about guardianship. But in statute, the guardianship paperwork should make a clear finding about capacity to vote, because the actual law in Missouri is that you can cast a ballot unless you are found incapacitated to do so. In other words, that you are found to not be capable of understanding the processes around you. And so a guardianship order has a variety of things that should be listed about, you know, what this guardian has power to do. And one of those things should include whether or not the person retains the right to vote. And so if the guardianship order says that the person retains the right to vote, they have the right to vote. You know, there are many circumstances where people with disabilities or even seniors, they undertake a partial guardianship to say, manage your finances. I'm managing my 93-year-old mother's finances, but she's fully competent and capable of understanding the issues on the ballot and being able to cast a ballot. And that's true for so many people with disabilities.
I feel like people with disabilities already face enough problems trying to get into a polling station as it is. I know a lot of people are working on that issue, and now we're learning about guardianships. But how many people in Missouri, Denise, are likely affected by this law regarding guardianships and not being able to vote?
Yeah, I mean, people with disabilities actually make up the largest sort of single demographic voting block here in Missouri. About 7% of voters are people with disabilities, and that's, we're talking, you know, we're 300,000 individuals.
Well, how easy?
326,109 individuals with disabilities reported voting in the 2022 election.
Wow, it's a big number. How easy is it to get out of a guardianship?
Well, you would have to, it's not that difficult. I mean, these processes take place through the probate court, and amendments can be offered, and you can go into court and change the nature of the guardianship. And that's not all that common. People's abilities may change over time, and so a partial guardianship may become a full guardianship over a period of time.
And just to clarify in my head, so if you are in a guardianship like this, you just automatically cannot vote, or it's somehow stated in the guardianship whether you can or not?
Right. That's the tricky part about Missouri law, because we have a constitutional provision, which is sort of very broadly written about guardianship. But the actual statute says that the guardianship order should include a provision stating whether the person retains the right to vote. And that's something that we try to educate our partners and their constituencies about. So if it does not indicate that the person is unable to vote, the person should retain the right to vote.
Okay, but if it doesn't specifically state that in the guardianship, that's where the issues come in?
I think that's where the issues come in. Our position, the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition, is that if it does not expressly state that you're unable to vote, that you are able to vote. Missouri law really broadly protects the fundamental right to vote. And so there needs to be a specific finding otherwise, in our view, before that can be taken away.
This is Denise Lieberman, Director and General Counsel for the Missouri Voters Protection Coalition. This is National Disability Voting Rights Week. So tell us about your efforts during this week and what you're trying to educate people on.
Absolutely. We know that voters with disabilities make up some of the largest voting demographics. In fact, it's one of the only voting categories that all of us are going to fall into at one point of our life. We know that there are over 15 million Americans with disabilities who voted in the last election, and here in Missouri, over 300,000. But they face a lot of barriers. Our election protection program, which includes a hotline for voters, one of the most common calls we get on election day is barriers to accessing the ballot, barriers to accessing curbside voting, barriers to being able to use an accessible machine, barriers to being able to have assistance in voting. Voters are allowed to bring in a person of their choice or get help from a pair of poll workers if they need help reading or casting their ballot, or even assistance accessing the disability features on the voting machines, which often aren't set up for voters with disabilities.
I think most people don't think much about accessibility until they are personally impacted. And then you start realizing, oh, like I had ankle surgery a couple of years ago and everything I did was, am I going to be able to get in there? How will I get in? Is it too far to walk? So it is definitely an issue. Is Missouri helping disabled voters when it comes to having an absentee ballot or being able, I mean, I know we've had a lot of different law changes about being able to mail in ballots and all of that kind of thing.
Right. I mean, and we do have options in Missouri for people who are largely homebound. They can request to be placed on a permanent absentee list where an absentee ballot application will be mailed to them for every election. They don't have to take them up on it. They can choose in any given election whether to vote absentee, but the ability to have that application automatically mailed to you every election, and that absentee ballot does not need to be notarized if you're on that permanent absentee list, or if you're voting absentee because you are confined with a disability, or if you are a caretaker working with that person who lives at the same address. That's important. Those caretakers also face a lot of barriers to being able to participate. Voters in Missouri have a right to vote curbside from their car if they're unable to enter the polling place or stand in a long line. And that might be conditional from one election to the next. And as long as they are within 200 feet of the polling place, they can request that a ballot be brought out to them in their car. And voters, again, have a right to have somebody with them in the polling place to assist them. They need help reading the ballot, if they have low vision, casting the ballot, if they have a mobility impairment, or assisting them in getting the accessible voting machines, for example, headphones for people that are low vision, etc.
Denise, thank you for helping us understand this. Denise Lieberman's the Director and General Counsel for the Missouri Voters Protection Coalition. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for having me.